Being the son of a U.S. president has its perks. However, it does provide a very high bar of achievement for that second generation. Which presidential child fared the best? It might just be the son of one of the nation's greatest presidents. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. Being the son of a U.S. president can have its advantages, although it's sometimes hard to live up to the achievements of your father. Seth Bongart says Robert Todd Lincoln did well.
Robert is one of the more successful presidential children. Very often presidential children, living in the shadow of their father, sometimes have a hard time finding their footing. Robert, on the one hand, never traded on the Lincoln name.
Robert was mostly self-made, although he did have some seed money to get his start.
One of the myths is that President Lincoln had no money, when in fact President Lincoln had done well himself as a lawyer. And when he died, Robert received a small inheritance, about $30,000, which you think of as small today, but actually in those days was not small. And it was enough for him to really get a good start in life.
He became a successful lawyer and general counsel for the Pullman Company.
Upon the death of George Pullman in 1897, he became president and ran the company as president until 1911. During that time, of course, Pullman made luxury train cars. He converted the company from wood to steel.
Profits grew exponentially. The Lincolns built a summer home here in Manchester, Vermont.
The Lincolns could have built at Newport or some of the places where people would have huge halls for dances or balls and huge dining rooms and to sort of show off their wealth. The Lincolns were not the least bit interested in that. This was their home for the summer.
That home, Hildene, is a beautiful mansion where Robert Todd Lincoln lived until his death in the summer of 1926. More next time as we travel the countryside in Manchester, Vermont. I'm Andrew McCrae.